WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off. The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We'll sign off with a few words from Nick Offerman. Offerman is best known as the gun-loving Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation, and he'll star in Hearts Beat Loud, which opens in June. Here's Offerman performing a piece written for The New Yorker by Teddy Wayne. It's called I'm a Proud Nuclear Missile Owner. Enjoy.
Some hothead in North Korea starts testing his nuclear missiles every day of the week and twice on Sunday, and suddenly people are demanding a ban on these so-called weapons of mass destruction. Well, I'm a proud nuclear missile owner, and I'd like to put in my 2 cents. My most treasured childhood memories are of deer hunting with my father, using nuclear missiles. Dad and I would pack sandwiches, head out to the woods in our hazmat suits, load up a Minuteman III in the launch vehicle, take cover in our steel-encased bunker, and then come out 72 hours later and pick up all the carcasses in the blast area. How are fathers and sons supposed to bond without nuclear missiles? You eliminate them, pal, and you may as well get rid of baseball. Yeah, nuclear missiles carry a risk of death. You know what also carries a risk of death? Chewing gum. Grow up. Look, I'm in favor of a few common sense restrictions, like mental health screening, so that a madman with a military and a tacky branding empire can't get a hold of them. Just so long as it doesn't prevent law-abiding citizens from buying a vintage SSMN-8 Regulus at a nuclear missile show. It's a slippery slope to tyranny, my friends, and the Founding Fathers knew that the best defense against despotism was for every home to have its own well-stockpiled nuclear missile silo. Remember, nuclear missiles don't kill people. Nuclear bombs have killed people. Get your facts straight before you launch a reckless attack on our fundamental rights.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.